All right, we can go ahead and get started on the show today. Get started with the show today, because my God topic of the day is being a Christian in today's world. And not only in today's world, but also mainly being a Christian in today's America. All right, how hard do you find it to be a Christian in today's America, today's world? You know, it's nothing new. Christians have been persecuted and murdered and stoned and imprisoned for their beliefs for years upon years upon years. Obviously, that's not happening to us in America, but we know that it's happening all across the world. And I am grateful. I am grateful to have been born in such a country that I can express my religious beliefs. But I fear and feel and believe that it's being taken away from us Christians daily. Why are we so attacked? Why is it that our religious beliefs, believing in Christianity and standing up for Jesus Christ, which indeed goes hand in hand with the scripture, the words that Jesus Christ spoke out of his mouth. He said that we would be persecuted. People would hate us for his name's sake. Not any kind of denomination, not any kind of religion, the name of Jesus. And when you stand up for the name of Jesus, you're going to pay for standing up for the name of Jesus. You're going to take some persecution. And whether it be by beheading, or imprisonment, or whether it be by people ridiculing you and telling you to shut up, you will pay for standing up for the name of Jesus Christ. And that makes me happy. That makes me happy. But just because it is indeed the fulfillment of the scripture does not mean that we can't fight it. Because that's indeed what Jesus Christ wants us to do. When we deny him, when we sit down and we decide to say that it's not going to work anymore, oh, we might as well just be quiet. The world has turned to all this wickedness and all this woe. When we decide to accept that bull, when we decide to accept that garbage, that's denying Jesus Christ. That is denying Jesus Christ. You're denying him as your Savior. You're denying his word and you're denying his commandments. And that is unacceptable. Being a Christian in today's world is something that is hard for all of us, especially for the kids these days, especially for people my age. People younger than me, they're being attacked and attacked more and attacked. And it's a bad thing to express your religious beliefs. It's a bad thing to be a Christian. People want to make it bad. But let me tell you something that's not bad. It's one of the best things you can do. And standing up for your beliefs is even better than that. And I believe that there are many out there doing it daily. But they don't get much credit for it. But I would just like to say, if you're one of them people, if you're one of them people that aren't going to take this propaganda bullcrap, if you're one of them people standing up for the name of Jesus, I commend you. I commend you, and I say, good work. Good work, and good man, good woman, good girl, good boy, whoever you are, I say thank you. And may God be with you, because I know in my heart that he already is. But it's not about just being a Christian in today's world. It's about standing up for the biblical truth, the morality, and the goodness and holiness of his word. And that's what we lose. That's where people are beginning to fall and fail, is by standing up for his truth and his word. They're beginning to become weak and feeble. They're beginning to say, all right, this is okay, that's okay, it's a new time, it's a new world. Bull. It's not a new time. And well, it may be a new time, but it's not a new time in the eyes of Christ, because we are to put off all the old things. We are to put off the old man, and we are to defend the biblical morality and the principles, and his holiness is what we are supposed to stand up for. No matter what happens, no matter how many people scream at us that you're a hater, you're a racist, you're a bigot, no matter how many times people scream at us and tell us that things and have all those harsh comments and harsh words for us. We are to stand up for the name of Jesus. And by standing up for the name of Jesus, we are to stand up for His biblical truth. And we're to stand up for the commandments. For the commandments that He instructed us to stand up for. And that's what a lot of people are denying daily. But being a Christian in today's world, you gotta be smart. Because not everybody's a Christian. Not everybody agrees. Not everybody believes. But it's our job, regardless of if they believe or not, regardless if they like us or not, regardless if they take offense to what we say or not, we have got to stand up and say, that's right. This is wrong. I don't care how it ends up. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. Not the other way around. And when we take a stand and believe and trust and stand up for the name of Jesus, that is when good things happen. That is when good things happen. Regardless of what comes out of it, good things will happen when you stand up for the name of Jesus. I got a story today that is going to blow your mind. I'm sure you probably heard of it. If you haven't heard of it, well, you're going to love hearing it. It's going to be in my dad's American segment of the day because, by golly, it's American. And I'm proud to be in the same area as this particular group. But it's something that we all take for granted is being a Christian, especially in America. We take for granted all the liberties and the freedoms and the good things that we have. And when you try to stand up for those things, people are going to say, you're racist, you're a bigot, you're a hater. No. Loving someone, true love, this is what true love is. And then I'm going to close for my God topic of the day. True love, being a Christian in today's world with true love, is loving, I've said this before, but it's truth. It's loving someone so much that regardless of you knowing that it's going to offend them, regardless of that fact, you tell it to them anyways. Why? Because you really love them. You really love them. And a little more love and less hate on both sides of the parties and both sides of all different beliefs. All sides of the beliefs, a little more love and a little less hate is what we need. Because we can tolerate other people. There's just some things we can't accept, and we are entitled to that right. What the left wants to do, and anybody that disagrees with Christians, is wants to force them to accept. And the fact is, we don't want to accept. The fact is, we won't accept.